Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
You're listening to Dan Issel and Louis Ribeau on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Dan and Louis.
Welcome back to the second hour of Issel and Louis. We appreciate you tuning in this morning. And, of course, the second hour is brought to you by Delta Dental of Kentucky. Delta Dental's plans are designed to meet your unique needs and budget, with a wide range of coverage options to choose from. Whether you're looking for basic coverage or comprehensive protection, Delta Dental of Kentucky has you covered. As a not-for-profit organization, Delta Dental of Kentucky invests in their community to help improve access to dental care for everyone and believes that all Kentuckians deserve a happy and healthy smile. So why wait? Sign up for Delta Dental of Kentucky today and start enjoying the benefits of a healthy smile. You can visit them at deltadentalky.com or you can call them at 1-800-955-2030 to learn more.
All right, if you missed the first hour of the show here on Issel and Louis, go check it out at the podcast.
Where have you been?
ESPNLouisville.com or on the app. You can go find it there as well. Dan Issel, Louis Ribeau taking you up until noon. We did talk a little bit about resetting the show here about the sports gambling bill. Sports wagering, because that's the technical term for it, sports wagering bill passing in the House, or excuse me, in the Senate yesterday. and our sincere thanks around here, because it does a number of things for us here personally, but also just, look, I feel good for people around here that, you know, when you sit down to watch the cards and you want to put $5 on the game or whatever, you can do that now without having to, I mean, frankly, Dan, the number of stories I heard about people driving to Indiana was nuts. I mean, nuts. And so,
well, guys at the studio knew exactly how far you could, you had to go across the bridge to get Indiana coverage.
Oh, I know the spot on River Road where you can sit and get an Indiana signal because of people telling me where it is. I never did it, but I know where it is. By the way, a touch of breaking news here, and not unexpected breaking news. Indiana freshman guard Jalen Hood-Schifino will enter the NBA draft. He is a projected lottery pick, so he should definitely enter the NBA draft.
Yeah,
but Jalen Hood-Schifino heading to the draft. And, boy, man, the more and more I think about that season, I mean, Indiana just underperformed this year. It's just, ugh.
Well, wasn't he hurt for part of the year?
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, you got TJD, you got him, you got Race Thompson, you got all those guys back. I mean, just, ugh. Anyways, but on the sports gambling thing.
Well, let me tell you something. They weren't the Lone Ranger in the Big Ten, Louis. There were a lot of people.
Or in our sports triangle here, I mean, between Louisville and Kentucky and Indiana, I mean, just disappointment all around. On the sports gambling side, you know, we got some texts to start the show. Hey, thanks for your efforts, blah, blah. Man, really, it came down to the people that listen to this station, and thanks for being part of the ecosystem of this place. One of the things I talked about with Mark yesterday, Dan, when I jumped on 93.9, is while sports talk radio isn't at all at the point where newspapers are, it's a theme I talk about on this show. I don't assume that things are going to be around forever, and that we have to... You know, we have to work to keep these things that we love doing, or the media that we do love, and the infusion of advertising money that's going to come from a thing like sports wagering it's hard to describe how important it's going to be for us going forward, and how stabilizing it'll be for places like ESPN Louisville. So this was a big day yesterday, just from a purely economic stability standpoint for what we do. And so thank you to all of you who did make your voices heard with, you know, with your senators and different things. I mean, people that we were told, no chance they're voting for this. 60% of them voted for it. And so kudos to the people who did call and took advantage of everything. And I you know, thank you, because it is going to change things for us around here.
Yeah. Well, Louis, all you have to do is turn on ESPN or That's Fox right. Sports or something. And you know, the three people that are advertising, you know, they're the ones that are making all the money. It's either a cell phone commercial, an insurance commercial, or a wagering app commercial.
Or a medication.
So that just shows you that how much money these people are making and how much they are willing, talking about the sports wagering, how much they're willing to invest in advertising. This thing's just going to grow and grow and grow.
Louis, you didn't answer my casino question earlier because Dan interrupted you, of course. Okay, so I'll answer your casino question now. And Dan will interrupt me in a second. There is a debate in the state about whether casino gaming needs to be approved on a constitutional level or if it can be passed by a normal legislative body. And so I think they're still working that out. My sense from the conversations that I've had is that we would have to have a constitutional amendment, which means it would have to be passed by majority vote of the people. And I don't know in Kentucky if that means 65%, you know, because constitutional amendments have to be overwhelmingly voted on, or if it's a simple 50 plus one kind of thing. So, but no, that's the debate on casinos in this state. And so I don't know. It's interesting to watch because I know, for example, in Michigan, for a long time when I was growing up, they were only on reservation properties for years. And then Detroit, the city, legalized it, and they popped up in Detroit in a couple of different places to mixed results, frankly. And I don't know what the appetite would be here for, say, a casino downtown or something like that. I just don't know.
Well, I don't. I hope that never happens, because that will detract from people going to the racetrack and the racing, horse racing industry. Unless they make it part of the constitutional amendment, the horse racing industry would not benefit at all from casinos.
Interesting. Okay.
I mean, you look at places where, like California. California, you can, no matter where you are in California, you can be in a casino in half an hour.
Right.
Same way in Arizona. But yet none of that money goes to the horse racing industry. And that's why, and I was looking at this today, Louis. Hmm. Here, there are 8 races at Santa Anita today.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Okay. Here are the field sizes.
Can I guess?
Okay, go ahead.
8 races. So 3 of them have 6 horses. 3 of them have 7 horses. 1 of them has 9 and 1 has 10.
Okay. 2 have 8.
Okay.
1 has 7. 3 has 6.
Oh, no.
And 2 have 5.
Wow.
I mean, that's unsustainable. And these casinos in Arizona, Colorado has casinos. Now they have only made them available in old gold mining towns, like Black Hawk and Cripple Creek. But Colorado has casinos. Not a penny of that goes to horse racing. So unless that was the case in Kentucky, I'd be totally against casinos.
Yeah, as opposed to, say, a Louisiana or a Florida where they're obviously tied in, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
by the way,
the biggest place they're tied in is in Arkansas.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
good example.
Oak Lawn Park.
A $1 billion race.
They, on a Friday, today, they've got a $250,000 stake race on a Friday. So they're giving money away in Arkansas for sure.
By the way, for reference, in case people are new to this conversation, this is Issel and Louis. We talk a lot of horses here. We'll get to the handicapping in about 3 minutes here. San Diego State, we'll talk them at 11:30. here are the runners at Turfway Park today. 9, 9, 9, 13, 14, 11, 9, 10, 14. The smallest field size is 9. Santa Anita doesn't even have a 9-horse field, right?
No.
And that's the smallest one eights. In a 9 two eights. In a 9 race card. Yeah, you're right.
No, I mean, that's it's just right now, it's just those historic racing machines that are funding the purses in Kentucky.
Right, right. And we're going to add a revenue stream to that, which is great. So,
yep.
There you go. All right. Looking at the races this weekend, and if people don't know, we are into the heavy part of the prep races here for the Kentucky Derby and for the Oaks, of course. We are into what are called the 100-point races. And so I've told people over and over this year, if you're interested, it is very easy to get involved in the Derby Trail because you literally have to spend about 8 minutes a weekend watching races to get an idea of who's good and who's running well and whatever else. We've gotten to those 100-point races last week. Louisiana Derby and the Jeff Ruby Stakes up at Turfway were both 100-point races, along with the UAE Derby in the Arabian Peninsula. The second-place horse from that race is shipping to the United States, which disappoints me. The Fuku Ryu is this weekend in Japan. The Sunland Derby was last weekend. And then we have the Florida Derby, the Arkansas Derby, both this weekend. The Florida Derby, I think, Dan, has more winners of the Kentucky Derby than any other prep, certainly in recent times. And so it's a great predictor that way. Can you name the last Derby winner out of the Arkansas Derby?
I can't.
His name is American Pharaoh. It was the last time. So 2015, it's been a minute, actually, since someone came out of the Arkansas route to the Derby. But many, many good horses have come through the Arkansas route, including a horse named Gunrunner, that kind of thing. So interesting races this weekend. Is there a place that you would like to start, Dan?
I have, and maybe I'm making a big mistake, but the Derby, and we'll see for sure tomorrow.
Yes.
But the Derby, to me, looks like Forte and everybody else. In a 20 horse field, you know, you have to have good racing luck. But he looks like far and away the best horse to me. What I've started to become more interested in, quite frankly, is the Oaks, because the Oaks looks wide open. So there are two big point races for the Oaks tomorrow. The Gulfstream Oaks and the Fantasy at Oak Lawn. So those are the two races I'm excited about handicapping because I think those are wide open.
I think the Gulfstream Park Oaks especially is wide open. I think there's a mega favorite in the Fantasy is a horse that I've given out on this show twice already. I think there's something about wet paint in Oak Lawn. She just loves the place. And it's going to rain all day in Hot Springs today. And so there's going to be some moisture in that track tomorrow, and I think she's going to
Yeah, well, you're right. The question, I mean, both of her last two races have come on sloppy tracks. And so
all of her wins are on slop, 100%, yes.
That would be my only negative for her. But if it's going to be sloppy, yeah, then she stands out.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be sloppy, but I think it'll be good to muddy, something like that tomorrow by the time we get to that race, but... So in that Gulfstream Park Oaks, Dan, it's race 12 tomorrow at Gulfstream Park, mile and a 16th. They're running for $250,000. It's a grade two. Does anyone actually stand out to you? Do you play a long shot here? What do you think?
The horse that I like is, and it might be too much too soon, but I like the 7 horse, Sacred Wish. I know Dorth Vader was very impressive in the Devona Dale, but she's been beaten by other horses in this race. Sacred Wish, Not This Time Filly, has made only 2 starts, hasn't been around 2 turns, both of them at 6 furlongs. But her last time out, she won by 4, broke her maiden by 4 at Hot Springs, has been transferred to George Weaver. Another one of the Wayne Lucas disciples in the training ranks goes from Kylie Jordan to Javier Castellano and should really like the 2 turns. So a little bit of a long shot, Sacred Wish.
I landed on the two Pletchers because why not? How stunning. And so Miracle ran second in the Rachel Alexandria at Firegrounds last time. She comes back under IRAD this time instead of Johnny V. And then Atomically, that's the five. The six is Atomically, Jose Ortiz aboard the year. So I'm betting Ortiz and Pletcher, Dan, to be boring as bleep.
Does it bother you at all that Miracle in that Rachel Alexander ran the first quarter in 25, the half in 48 and 4, the time for the mile and the 16th was 1:45, and she couldn't hold on?
No, I think we're going to see the exact same thing tomorrow.
Now, remember that was the race and man, has she fallen on her face. Tom Amos thought, Hoosier Philly.
Yeah.
You know, he was talking about her at the end of last year like she was the second coming of Secretariat.
Yep.
And remember that Rachel Alexander, she was like 1-5 in there and tripped and then had nothing in the stretch. And then she really threw in a clunker last time out. So I don't know. I wasn't pretty mischievous, came back. What was that race they ran on? What's the Philly race on Louisiana Derby Day? The Fairground Oaks.
Fairground Oaks, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty mischievous. Couldn't come back and justify it. So I think I like it Atomically. But I would say, and you know Miracle with Pletcher and IRAD are going to be a favorite. I think she's a play against.
Okay, there you go. Good. All right, like that. I think the turf races, especially the graded turf races at Gulfstream tomorrow, are as wide open as any race I can remember. And so, I mean, just it's unbelievable. In the next race, by the way, is the Appleton Race 13, $150,000 on the line here. Man, I like He's Pure Gold, the one here under Paco Lopez, Dan. 8-1 on the line. He's in every other type if you look at him. And this is the every other. He doesn't fire every time. Last time out, lost. He was in fifth place in the Tampa Bay, but only by a little over three lengths. Before that, won an optional claimer at Gulfstream on this course. Gets the one hole. If you look where he was in the Tampa Bay, starting in the 11, was way outside, had a ton of work to do, and just never was able to do it. And so I think with Paco, with Kelly Breen here, a serious shot to pull an upset. So that was just, if someone wanted a longer shot in the later sequence at Gulfstream, I would lean on the one in that race. I would also use the 5, 6, and 7, who are the favorites here. Of course, going back to the Pletcher-Ortiz connection. But also, Shug's got a nice horse here, Fort Washington, who comes in out of that same race there, losing by less than a length in the Canadian turf at Gulfstream Park, going a mile and a 16th on the turf course. Gets the five hole, which I like as well. It's Warfront, four-year-old. Not a ton of wins, two for 10 lifetime, but it's the kind of thing where, you know, loses by a neck, two back at Gulfstream, loses by three quarters of a length in the Canadian turf. Sometimes in these turf races, Dan, it's just, it's who hits the wire first in those blanket finishes.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And you talk about a great betting card.
I agree.
I mean, all full fields. I think the shortest field is the Oaks. There's eight horses in that.
Right.
But full fields and stake races. So, no, the golden card tomorrow is terrific.
So if you were ranking your, like, 10 favorite cards of the year, including the Breeders' Cup. So, I mean, you know, of the races you want to see the most, or, you know, the collection, I always put Breeders' Cup on the top of that list, whatever it is, what it is, on Saturday. The Friday Juvenile Day, I don't know that I love that they've moved all the juveniles to one day, but, you know, whatever it is, mm-hmm. what it is. I understand why they do it for marketing and different things. Obviously, Derby Day is a great card. Man, I think Belmont Day is the underrated card because you get the Met Mile.
Yeah,
you get the
what do they have, like five grade ones?
I think it's six.
I think they have five grade ones on Belmont Stakes Day.
Yeah.
But this
card, certainly, Florida Derby, I think is a top 10 card.
This card might be in the top 10.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Yeah, I think it's that good. So, yeah.
No question.
And, I mean, it just goes and goes. I think there are nine stakes and five graded stakes, and it just goes and goes and goes.
And 14 total races.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, just big fields and all that. And are you worried at all about the 11 for Forte in the Derby?
No, because I think I read an article yesterday and talking, they were interviewing IRAD, And he said, this horse is really matured. He said, you used to have to push on him a little bit to get him to go. And if you look at his races, that's kind of what it looks like. He said, but this horse is matured. He'll do whatever I want him to do. So if he has to use him a little bit to get good position going into the first turn, you know, it's not ideal. The 11 hole hasn't had much success going a mile and an eighth at Gulfstream, but it hasn't been Forte either. So
yeah, right.
No, I don't think that'll matter.
We were talking on the pod last night about how unusual it is for a horse to break its maiden in May of its two-year-old year and still be this good.
Mm-hmm.
Usually mm-hmm. you get that two-year-old who peaks as a two-year-old breaking his maiden at Belmont over five furlongs, you know, in May, you know, and then runs in the Sanford and then never loses again. I made the comparison to Nyquist last night. Do you feel a little – is that an apt comparison for you?
Forte?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. And just to show how dominant he was last time out in the Fountain of Youth, Louis, the horse that finished second in that race has decided to ship to Arkansas and take his chances in the Arkansas Derby. He wants no more of Forte.
Yeah. Rocket Can won the Holy Bull, excuse me. Yeah. And so, you know, that's a serious horse. Man, that was a good weekend for me. That was a good weekend, that Holy Bull weekend. That was good money weekend. Good old Rocket Can coming through. Good old Junior Alvarado. So he comes up. The thing that really stood out to me, I mentioned it last night as well, Forte's only been favored once in his last four races. It's just free money, man. It's great. I love that kind of stuff. When the betting lines just don't catch up, right? Because he runs on the BC Juvenile, everyone's assuming that Cave Rock's just going to fly through with it, right?
And
he comes around the turn, and he's like, oh, I'll win this by open lengths. No problem there. So there you go. We'll get into that Oakland. We'll get into the Oakland card after the break here. Fun day of racing tomorrow at Gulfstream Park. My co-host Mike Gandolfo on the Horse Racing Happy Hour has been to the Florida Derby something like eight times. How many times have you been to the Florida Derby, Dan?
Not that many times. I'm going to say only like three or four.
Okay, there you go. That's a lot. It's a good time of year to be in old Hallandale Beach. So there you go. Do you want to do another read, or do you want me to take us to break, Dan?
I can only do a read once a day.
Second hour of the show. Brought to you by our friends.
Check my contract, Louie.
Oh, yeah, right.
I only do a read.
I'm looking at it right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's weird. It's almost like a window. Nothing there. Second hour of the show brought to you by our friends at Delta Dental. DeltaDentalKY.com. Plans for you, for your family, for your employees, all through a nationwide network of dentists, and they have the vision plans, of course, through VSP as well. All of that at DeltaDentalKY.com. If you're a dentist, click on the Dentist Tools tab at the top. Expand your practice with Delta Dental. All of that available at DeltaDentalKY.com. When we come back, I think we're going to talk to somebody from the student newspaper in San Diego State. Find out next.
Welcome back to Dan Issel and Louis Ribeau on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Dan and Louis.
Oh, it's me. Hey, hi. Welcome back. Final segment of the show. My fault. Here on Issel and Louis on a Friday. We made it, people. On 680, 105.7. Thanks for making us part of your Friday. Happy weekend to everybody out there. Hope you are staying dry in this very, very dreary day. Luckily, the Louisville baseball team is on the road today. At NC State, 550 on 93.9 and on the app as well. You can listen to them tomorrow and Sunday as well on 93.9 and on the app as they play at NC State. What else? Wanted to thank the 4,200 of you or so who entered the bracket challenge at ESPNLouisville.com. Wanted to thank our sponsors there, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife, KellyKentucky.com, Seven County Services, and Cox's and Evergreen Liquors, and of course, Steepleton's, RGB Home Theaters, Topgolf, Bourbon and Beyond, Louder Than Life, Adam Sandler, Tailgate Gear as well. Ale 8, Loft Downtown. There's a night stay at a Loft Downtown? How about that? I got to tell you, Dan, that's actually, for someone, that's going to be a great date night. Where, like, if you're from Louisville and your parents live here and you're like, hey, like your kids just dumped their kids on you this week. You know, hey, can you watch the kids Friday night? You know, wife and I are going to go to the Kentucky Center and go to a show or go to the Yum Center or whatever and then crash out at A-Loft. Like, I remember a couple years ago, Dan, we did this. So we went and visited Michigan. My wife and I are both from Western Michigan. And I went to my dad and I said, hey, you know, we've been going really, you know, really, it's been a really, you know, there's a lot going on. Can we get a night away? And my dad's like, of course, no problem. Go ahead. And so we went and got a bed and breakfast room in my hometown. And at about 8 o'clock on the night we were there, my wife gave me a hug and she said, I need to go to bed. And I said, perfect. That's why we're here. We are here to sleep. And Dan, I swear to God, she lays down on her left side and didn't move until 11 o'clock the next morning.
Whoa.
I mean, 15 hours of just...
Did you have little ones at that point?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So and dad and mom took care of the little ones?
Correct, yes. And it was
that
just...
That seems to be our job now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you got to remember, I mean, in your case, at least, you know, you live near your grandkids. In our case, closest family 6 hours away, man. I mean, we're really on a family island here, if you will. And so once in a while to get that time where we can just stop. And I'm telling you, Dan, 15 straight hours in one spot, just done. And so I left the room. I went downstairs and I think they had a little library in the first floor. So I read for a couple hours. I got back upstairs at like 11 and she hadn't moved. And I was like, oh, this is great. I'll go to bed. And I slept and I woke up.
Well, at that point, you got to put a mirror under her nose.
Lift a blanket up, make sure she's breathing. Yeah, right. And
exactly.
and then I woke up normal time, 6:30, whatever. Oh, nice night of sleep, you know, 7 hours, whatever. And she just hadn't moved. And so one of those things. It was great. All right, so Long Shot has texted in. Happy Friday, must be. These San Diego State kids, dude, this is great. I mean, just trying to explain to them what sports talk radio is when they want to be in sports media. Is just, I don't know. Anyways.
Did they blow us off?
I think so. All right. He refers to us, by the way, as the dynamic duo and Batgirl. Avery, do you like being referred to as Batgirl?
I don't. I will decide later.
I think you've been called way worse things. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll decide later how I feel about being Batgirl.
So he says he's got two short shots, usually long shots. Blinker's going on Red Route 1. He'll go gate to wire in the Arkansas Derby. I like that pick. And then she's been lucky in the fantasy stakes. And so let's go to Oaklawn. Do you agree with the take on she's been lucky? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm getting to the PPs.
Oh, okay.
But that doesn't that. I was all set to do San Diego talk, man.
Oh.
You know, they probably mixed up the time with like 11:30 their time, not 11:30 our time.
You know what happened? I wrote April 7th as the first two words of the text and no one saw it. That's what happened.
Well, you see, no one saw that except for you.
Well, nobody sends a text like 2 weeks before they have to take a day off. That's why
that
we
too.
Didn't pay any attention to the...
That too.
Yes.
Can you imagine, Dan, being the person who's organized and then everyone's like, can you imagine being organized?
Oh, no.
That's what you just did.
That's not even close.
Who do you like in the fantasy?
Why is the fantasy stakes still a grade 3? I mean, they've had some great fillies win the fantasy, and it's a pot of $600,000.
Oh, I thought you were saying it shouldn't be graded. Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Who did... she's looking lucky?
Yeah, the one.
Yeah. I can see that. I mean, that's pretty impressive. She broke her maiden at the fairgrounds by over 13 lengths. I agree with you. I think wet paint, if there's going to be some moisture in the track, you know, wet paint. I mean, it's Flavian Pratt and Brad Cox. How can you go against that? But no, I long shot's right. That filly has a shot.
For sure she does. I agree. Yeah. The interesting thing is at this point, I like wet paint as a contender in the Oaks so much that I hope it rains on Oaks Day, even though no one wants it to rain on Oaks Day. I want her as a free space in all of my bets. She's so good over the slop, man. That's unbelievable. By the way, that's one of those horses too that we're seeing that sea change. And you mentioned the Fantasy being a really, really good race. Swiss Skydiver won this race a couple of years ago for Kenny McPeak. Of course, famously goes on and wins the Preakness in October, of all things. And the reason I bring her up is, do you know where Swiss Skydiver broke her maiden?
I don't.
At Churchill Downs, okay? Okay. So that's a more normal and typical route of very good horses, right? We think of them breaking their maiden at high levels at a place like Churchill or Saratoga or, you know, Gulfstream during the championship meet, that kind of stuff. Wet paint is the opposite, man. They tried her at Kentucky Downs because the maiden special weight was $157,000, right? But then they put her up in Indiana, and she wins at Indiana in the slop. And then they run her at Turfway, and now she's a contender for the Oaks. The times they are a changing, Dan.
Yeah, but you know what? That's one. I think that's a negative for her.
I know you do, but
I know because I know I had a filly with Brad who was worth $30,000, and she trained at Turfway, and her first start was at Indiana. So that to me. What that tells me is, and you can be wrong. You can be wrong about these horses. What that tells me is she wasn't held in real high esteem. I'll give you a horse that I think has a real shot, Louie, and that's the 8-horse Royal Spa. Here's a horse that broke her maiden at Churchill first time out. They send her to Aqueduct in December to run in the Grade 2 Damoiselle, and Julia Shining wins that race, only beats her by 4.25. They put her away till March. She comes back 6 furlongs at Oaklawn and wins pretty easily. And this is a violence filly out of a mineshaft mare, so she should absolutely relish the two turns.
Right.
So if you don't like wet paint, As an alternative, I would take the 8-horse Royal Spa.
It's interesting they put her in that spot in that allowance, I think, just to get her a race, and she went ahead and won. Right? Do you know Rodolphe Rousset still rides his own horses in training?
Does he really?
Yeah, he does his own riding. Isn't that wild?
I think that's a real asset.
I agree.
I really do. I think a trainer that is able to go out and most of the time they don't work them, but they'll gallop them in the morning. I think that's a real asset for a trainer.
Do you think Dale Romans rides his horses?
No.
Okay.
No. Although Dale did that operation and has lost over 100 pounds.
I know. I told the story, but he was on HRN. He has a weekly spot with Tim Wilkin from up in New York, and Penna asked him, "Hey, I know you quit drinking, but if you win the Oaks or the Derby, will you have a drink?" And he's like, "Of course I'm having a drink. What are we doing? It's a Derby." It's great.
You imagine how important, how great that? Well, I mean, winning the Derby, I was getting ready to say something stupid, but winning the Derby is great, great for everybody. But you know, here's a guy that has been on the Churchill Downs backside since he could walk,
right?
And you know, was around his dad for a long time, and has been on his own for a long time. Can you imagine? And he's got a horse in the Florida Derby that I don't think he can beat Forte. But can you imagine how great that would be for a guy like Dale to win the Derby?
Yeah. I think with the medication rules now, you're going to have horses like Cyclone Mischief, who you mentioned under in Dale's barn, that are just – I think he's a Lasix horse. And with the new rules on Lasix in these stakes races, he's going to end up being – he's going to be a high-level allowance horse his whole career.
Yeah.
And look, the only good news about that, they're running allowance races for $78,000 at Turfway now. They run them for $127 at Churchill, right? I mean, I have good news.
Yeah.
That's Chase.
That's not terrible.
It's not terrible, is right. So, yeah. Cyclo Mischief, man, he had that huge buyer in that optional claimer over the one-turn mile at Gulfstream, has not been able to back it up since he's been in the last two races there. But no, it's an interesting field there. In the Arkansas Derby, do you like anyone in particular? I like a long shot in this race, actually.
I could see a long shot winning it. I think this thing is wide open. I think you could make a case unless you think Forte is the real deal. Then I think you probably have to go to Rocket Camp.
I agree,
I'm not terribly excited about the morning line favorite Reincarnate. I agree with the long shot with blinkers on. Red Route One may be the bet, but no, I think you could. I wouldn't talk you off anybody in this race. Who do you like?
I like Two Eagles River here. The four has been going two turns at Oaklawn, has a win over the surface, ran really well last time for Nick Juarez. And I just think there's something about him being there. It's actually a son of cloud computing. How about that? That's a Preakness reference for you there, Dan. A son of cloud computing. I just think that there's I don't love any of the horses, like you said, that are, you know, the shorter odds here. And he's one of these horses, has never run a buyer lower than 82 in five races.
Mm.
That's a fast horse, man, right? So they tried him at Churchill, breaks his maiden at Churchill in October at the $120,000 level. That's where good horses start, right? Goes down, runs in against open company, loses by a neck, runs his next race in a listed stakes, loses by a head, throws in a clunker in January. Going two turns for the first time, comes back second time going two turns and figures it out. So I like the progression there. In the same way that you and I both like Kings Barnes last week, because he had gone the one turn mile, goes the two turns at Tampa, and then he wins in the Louisiana Derby. I like Two Eagles River following that kind of progression here. So I'll take a long shot here. I'll take the four at 10-1.
Good pick.
Two Eagles River.
Good pick. Yeah, good pick.
I hope it's a good pick. I think he's as likely as anyone here.
And buyer wise, he certainly figures. I mean, last time he had a 91 buyers, and that's Red Route One had a 92. So, you know, he's only one buyer point behind the fastest horse in the race. So,
by the way,
no, that's a good pick.
Chris Hartman wins at 30% this year. He hits at 32% at Oaklawn. He and Nick Juarez hit at 21% together at Oaklawn. This is not a... If it weren't Chris Hartman and the name next to it were Steve Asmussen, this horse would be 4-1.
Yeah.
But that's a different connection group here that Nick Juarez is in. And I get it. Not great company he was in last time out, but that's what you do when you're in against bad company. You win by four lengths. That's what you do.
And so cloud computing has not gotten off to a very good start. His stud fee's down to 5,000.
Sure.
But they did pay $220,000 for this horse
last April
in a 2-year-old in training sale. Yeah. So he must look the part for sure.
It's interesting too because they gelded him in October, and if you watch the numbers after that, so he breaks his maiden, then they geld him, right? And so that is an expensive decision, Dan. Right?
Where do you see that?
That he was gelded?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So look at his name, and then you see the Triple Crown nominated symbol next to him.
Right.
Just to the right, it says G, which means gelding, lowercase g above cloud computing.
Oh, okay.
And then it says October 22nd of 22. That's when he was gelded.
Yeah, I learned. I've been looking at racing forms for 80 years.
Right. And so what?
Just learned something.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's very unusual because of the nature of the Kentucky Derby to get a gelding to run at a super high level, because the breeding matters so much, right? That it is, you don't pay 200K for a horse to want to geld him, right? That's not what we're doing here, right? And so, no, I think he's as good a long shot play as there is on that card. And so I'll be interested to see how he does. And he's, by the way, he broke his maiden in the slop too. So if it is a moist track tomorrow, I think there's a chance that he's going to like it. So there you go. It is raining enough that we lost our DirecTV feed. How about that? Oh, I can't look at the woman who looks like my wife on TV anymore. How about that? That's not good. Is your TV working, Dan?
Yes.
There you go. Yeah. You know who they've had on this week is one of my favorite national guys. And I don't know how, I think it's because he's not a blowhard that he hasn't blown up. Is Freddie Coleman. I think he does a really good job. He's on the screen right now on the left with the glasses. Yeah,
with the
really,
gray suit on?
Yes. I really like him. Freddie, love you. You got a face for radio. But his radio shows are always really good and really measured, and I think that's why he's not in Stephen A's seat, right? Because he's not just going to scream at you for no reason. So,
Right. I don't know that I've ever heard any of his stuff.
Oh, okay. I think he's very good. Yeah, I think he's very good. I think he's one to emulate, if you will. So, yeah. Anyways. All right. Well, Islam Louie, we've got you about, I don't know, 7-8 more minutes here. We'll lead into Fast Break Friday. Bobby V will have you after this. I'm interested to hear Bob's response because Bob was very he didn't think that the betting was going to go through yesterday. And I'll be clear about something, too. I didn't either. But I knew we had a chance. Oh, is that Bob?
That's Bobby V's?
Oh, yeah, Bobby V signing. How about that? Wow. I'll be interested to hear
his
response.
He's in the studio?
He's here. I can't believe it. Unbelievable.
He just walked over to 93.9.
That's great. I'll be interested to hear his response because he had Congressman Morgan McGarvey on yesterday. And Congressman McGarvey's stance was, you know, hey, go ahead, get a hold of people and this kind of stuff. And Bob's response was something like, yeah, okay, maybe, but really, you know, Bob had the take that I think a lot of us do, which is, you know, politicians are in it for themselves, right? I think a lot of us feel that way. But, you know, there is a breaking point at which so many people call and so many people tweet and so many people email that it, you know, the support is so obviously overwhelming that eventually you can change minds on things. But I'll be interested to hear Bob's take because I think he'll be, I'm sure he was as surprised as many of us were. That things actually went the way that they did.
Well, but you made the most astute point yesterday when you said, get it to the vote let these people put their name on it. I think that was the whole key, Louie. You know, if they could have kept it from going to the floor, those who weren't in favor of it, I mean, obviously, but you get it to go to the floor and you make people put their name on their vote.
Right.
To me, that was the whole key to it.
Yeah. No, I'm glad they did it. It's, I mean, again, surprised, but glad. So there you go. You got another?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Do you have another baseball game today, Dan?
No. I was sorry the San Diego State guys didn't call in because I wanted to. My first question was going to be, what kind of NIL money does San Diego State have available for their athletes? Because they're playing against a team who is basically a professional team. Did you read this article about, is it John Ruiz? Is that his name?
Yeah.
He has a company called Wallet. What is it? Wallet something.
Wallet. Smart Wallet?
Life Wallet.
Life
Wallet. Louis, he flies to the Miami games in his private 767. A private 767.
You're damn right.
He thinks he doesn't have the exact number, but he thinks he's invested between 12 and 14 million in NIL deals for Miami athletes.
Amazing.
And that's everything. Football, basketball, baseball, swimming, golf, volleyball. $14 million, and most of those are one-year deals. this is a professional franchise at Miami.
Yes, it is, yeah.
And I'm not saying
they're in Coral Gables. Yeah, and they're in Coral Gables, and the campus is a fantasy land. It's all pretty incredible, actually. So
it really is, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. He did have the twin basketball players. He did have them over to the house and have his chef fix them a meal, which they got slapped on the wrist for.
Yeah.
But as far as these tweets, for the deals that he's making, there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
The NCAA, their game plan was we're going to win in the courts, and that was the only game plan they had. But here's the part: they do a question and answer, and again, this is on The Athletic, and if you don't subscribe to The Athletic, what are you doing? But here's what I like. There, not only is he just, giving these deals to the Miami athletes, he's got a freshman football player by the name of Samson. Is that a great first name for a football player? Samson Okalula. And he's going to have part of his NIL deal is he's going to have a pancake food truck.
Oh yeah.
But this is Ruiz being quoted again. He said, "We're going to do some pretty cool things. We're going to do a lot of giving back to the community with a lot of the Pop Warner games, getting out into the community and getting the youngsters to meet the players and the parents." I think this is pretty cool. I mean, he's not doing anything illegal, and if he loves the University of Miami, which he obviously does, I think this is a great way to give back.
The thing that stood out to me is that they asked him, "Hey, are you in the locker room? Are you on the court?" And he goes, "Nope, I don't do that." And he used the word, "I don't want the kids to think that I believe I'm entitled to anything that somebody else isn't entitled to."
Mm-hmm.
That's a great line. Yep. I've never been asked to go to the locker room. If they invited me, I'm sure I would go. But I try to stay away from doing things that a normal fan would not be able to do. It's really interesting. It's really interesting. So, because I imagine in a lot of places that's not the case with boosters and other things. By the way, getting some texts about sports betting here to close the show. Issel and Louis, we're a couple more minutes here. Bobby View, Fast Break Friday is in the building. How about that? Get to talk to Bob. Get his response to everything. Louis, did Senator Jimmy end up voting in favor of sports gaming? Actually, no. He voted no. But I said the two people that I brought up the most, him and Adrian I'm forgetting her last name. Both voted no, but at least they got up and they used, you're allowed when you vote 3 minutes to explain why you're voting the way you are to try to sway your colleagues. And both of them at least got up and explained why they were voting against it. The woman in Shelby County said it was because she didn't want the racetracks controlling it. She would rather have it as more of an open market. That's an argument that I'll listen to. Jimmy was more of a, we don't need it, and, gambling and blah, 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 blah kind of thing. But at least they had to put their names on it. That's all I wanted yesterday.
And so, Senator Jimmy. You want to give his number out again, his home phone number?
I think we proved our point yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, quick, I hear the music. We got 30 seconds. Who wins the games tomorrow, Louie?
I got UConn winning, and I've got San Diego State winning.
There you go. All right. This has been Issel and Louie.
So congratulations to Miami and FAU.
Exactly. We'll be back again Monday morning and see if we knew what we were talking about. The answer is probably no.
Nope.
But, we hope you are, too. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it."
But then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist."
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.